because there was some physical need. The Lord set the example, Antioch, to help those who are less fortunate than we. We need to stop worrying about if it's a game. If a person is wrong.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. Worship service 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or visit our website at vcoc1.com. .org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God again today. I am excited to come into your house, your car, on your job, or wherever you may be. Yes, I am live today in this great studio, and I'm excited, praise God, to be able to come over the highway. It's been a long journey. Praise God, but nevertheless, the Lord has blessed me to be able, amen, to be home. I call 88.1, amen, home. It's where God can be able to hear, amen. We can get a word from the Lord, and God, people can be able to hear, amen, praise God, God's word. We are excited. I want you to know that, amen, this next week, amen, praise the Lord, May the 24th, 4th through the 26th, Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, will be in our annual revival. We're excited about that, 7:30, amen, that Friday night on the 24th. And we're going to start at 6 o'clock p.m., amen, on the 25th. And that Sunday, amen, at 11 a.m., Our guest speaker is Pastor James White Jr. from Eternal Word of Life Ministries in Baytown, Texas. We're excited to have him aboard. Amen. Praise the Lord. In fact, he is a part, amen, of Victory Temple. Amen. God has blessed him to pastor in the great city of Baytown. So we're bringing him home, amen, to be able to preach. Amen, and teach and pray for God's people. Amen, he is a powerful man of God. You'll hear more of the announcements even on the church news and what have you. Amen. And listen, my friend, we're going to go to the word of God for today. Amen. And afterward, if there would be anyone that would love prayer, I'm going to open up the prayer line after I finish expounding on the word. And I want to let you know, I miss praying over the airway for many. Even as I walk in the malls and different places I go, everybody hollering, well, when you going to get back on the radio? And I was saying, well, you know, God has to fix this thing for me to be able to get back on the air. But I want to bring a word to you today. Amen. Praise God. From 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse number 20, the Bible says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now, Paul puts himself in a situation where he's using simplicity and godly sincerity to the Corinthians as he writes to them a second epistle. Amen. And he is saying to them, but as God is true, our words toward you was not yea and nay. Amen. Praise God. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we preach among you by us, even by him and me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yea and nay, but in him was amen. So in other words, when God's word is spoken, his word have the final authority over any situation, any condition. Amen. Praise God. God's word has the final authority. And I want us to know today that God has already fixed this thing. He has already fixed us to be able to receive salvation. God has established himself, amen, by whom he is and declared his independence, that he is God and God alone. He has revealed himself to us in many ways to let us know, praise God, that he is God and he is independent, and that when he speak a thing, he do not need anyone else's opinion or any authority from nobody else, because he's God all by himself. And I thank God for salvation, because the word tells us, amen, the word tells us that not only he's God all by himself, but he take a counsel of his own will. And when God establishes a thing, can no man undo what God has established? And I'm talking to someone today. God has established an anointing in your life. God has established a work in your spirit. But you have been belittled by man. You have been cut down by someone else's opinion or their thoughts, because they won't control. And I found out something, that if somebody's controlling your mind, they're working completely witchcraft on you. But I want you to understand today that if God has declared a thing to be so in your life, you need to look to what God has said, because God's word always accomplishes wherever he sends it. So if God said it, shall not he do it? And I want to bring that to your attention today, because someone today, you are setting and you have fear in your life because God has given you an assignment, and you're saddened because you're hearing voices of other people's opinion. But God has spoken a word to your spirit, and he's wanting you to move on what he has spoken in your spirit, that his purpose will come alive, not only in your life, but those that God has you to speak to. I would not be bound by a man's opinion. I would not be bound, amen, by traditional church. I would not be bound, praise God, by groups, amen, that does not have, amen, true salvation. God has said something to all of us. He has spoken his word, that in him, praise the Lord, we shall have eternal life. In him, praise the Lord, we move and we have our being. And I want you to know today, without God, amen, without God, our lives would be miserable. Our situations, amen, would be critical. But we are living today off of his grace. Somebody today, right now, you need God's mercy. You need his grace. You need a breakthrough from the Lord. But I want to go to the word right quick. The word says, amen, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. I want you to know that God has given us an inheritance. And if God has given you an inheritance, I don't care if hell come against you. It cannot stop the inheritance that God has given you. Being predestined, in other words, God has already written it. It's already been assigned to you. It's already been a breakthrough to you. You just got to believe it. You just got to stand on it. You just got to believe God. Praise God. That, and I'm talking to somebody today. You that are in backsliding condition. I'm telling you, God has already predestined your life that you will overcome that, that you will come out of that. You that about to give up because somebody else's opinion toward the way you doing it. Praise God. And God has anointed you to do it. I want you to know that God has already predestined you to have victory in that area. You need to hold your head up. You need to pick your spirit up out of the dirt. Too many saints, amen, that have been born again, that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and been baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, have backslid in their heart. It's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to be revived. God spoke to you to come out of darkness and to come into this marvelous light. He that begun a good work in you, and man, he will perform it until the day of redemption. I want you to know right now that whatever God begun in your life, amen, praise God, he wants to perform it because he had predestined you according to his purpose. Amen. He had called you to work a work. He called you to get into warfare. He called you to pull down strongholds. He called you to destroy the work of the enemy. And I'm telling you right now, it's time for the church, hey, thank you, to wake up. It's time for us to be revived. Amen. We're sleeping in dangerous times when we look around us. Amen. Chaos is on every hand. Praise God. And I don't want to be going in and out of the building. Amen. And not seeing the miracles, not seeing people delivered, not seeing people saved. Praise God. It's not about the entertainment and the fame. Praise God. Amen. It's about God's design purpose for our life. God did not save us for us, amen, to go back into prediction. Praise God. We have an inheritance. And that inheritance was, amen, predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. I want you to know that you need to get in a place where you can hear God, because what God started in your life, he said it, shall not God do it. When God promised us salvation, we receive it. When God promised us a healing, we receive it. When God, amen, speak a word, amen, things begin to happen. And I want you to remember that when God says something, that sells it. Now listen, my friend, in the book of Numbers, amen, praise the Lord, I believe it was, amen, praise God, the prophet Balaam, praise God. But Balak, amen, God had already spoke a word. God had already spoke a word. But Balaam, amen, praise the Lord, God was dealing with him. And Balak wanted Balaam to curse God's people. Oh, thank you, Lord God. And the Bible declared, praise the Lord, amen, that Balaam told, amen, Balak, he says, how can I curse whom God has already blessed? Now, I want you to get that. I want you to get that. That if God says something to you, that same book of Numbers, amen, 23 and 9, it says, God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it, shall not he do it? Or had he spoken it, shall not it be made good? I want somebody to hold their head up right now. Lift up your head. Lift up your spirit. What God had begun in you, amen, to get your attention, to start serving him, to start living for him. That prayer life, that fasting life, that witnessing life, that going out and helping people. What God has started in your life, you need to be revived. You need to wake up. You need to hold your head up, praise God, because God has spoken, amen, a work in your life. You need to perform what God has given you because God said it. And Balaam said to Balak, he says, behold, I have received commandment to bless. I want blessings to come to you. I want blessings to come to your family. I want to see God's people blessed and not struggling with the infirmities of this world, with the diseases of this world, with the poverty of this world. I want us to know that we can be enriched by God's word if we only believe what God says. And I want you to know, my friend, today, that if God said it, I don't care who writes a prescription, I don't care who order, amen, a court order, whatever, praise God, even a doctor's order. If God said that you're going to be blessed, you're going to be healed, you're going to be saved, you're going to be delivered, look for God's hand to work in your situation. Listen, you know me, I'm going to the phone right now, and I need somebody that need prayer today to dial that number 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. I want to pray with you. And let's not forget, amen, praise the Lord. Next week, praise God, we will start revival at 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana, Friday night, 7:30 p.m., Saturday, 6 p.m., and Sunday at 11, amen, praise God, a.m. We will start revival. If you are in need of prayer today, go to that phone, amen, and dial that number 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. I want to pray with you. I want you to know today that somebody is listening. God has spoken to you, and you have deviated from what God has planned for your life. He's knocking on your door right now and said, had I not said it, shall not I do it. Somewhere down the line, you lost faith. Somewhere down the line, you pulled back. But God says, I'm standing at the door and knocking. And if you open up, I come in. If you open up the door, I come in. If you open up, I'll come in and sup with you. I'll come in and move things around for you. I'll come in and deliver you from whatever stronghold, praise God, that you're bound by. I want you to know today, I spoke life to you. I spoke and I've given you a word that's beyond all your critical situations. And if you just stand on my word, I will perform it. 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. I need you to go to that line today. I need you to go to that prayer line. I need somebody that I'm talking to right now to pick up that phone and dial that number 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. Now, my friend, why have God said it? Shall not he do it? You're waiting on him. And God says, listen, they that wait up on me, he shall renew your strength. Somebody today, you need strength from God. And God says, I will renew your strength. Glory be to God. If you just have faith to believe that God will do it, he spoke it, shall not he do it. And I tell you one thing, I can't do nothing else but bless. Brother Wade, I can't do nothing else but bless. I can't do nothing else but pray a prayer, a blessing from God upon you, because it's God-given. In him is yea. It's God's will. It's not his will that we should perish. It's not his will that we should give up. what he's given us and give it back to the devil. Time for us to open our eyes to know that who the Son set free is free indeed. So if you're bound today, you need prayer for anything, dial that number 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500 to get you in touch with prayer. So God promised. Why I'm reading this, God promised if you're hungry, he says, I'll feed you. Glory to God. Hey, if you're in pain, I'll relieve your pain. If you're discouraged, praise the Lord, I'll bring you joy. If you're oppressed, glory to God, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm lowly and meek at heart, and I will give your soul rest. Somebody needs some rest today. Maybe it's in your marriage. Maybe you just got problems that you need God to do something. You dial that number today, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. I love what Moses said. When the children of Israel back was against the wall, they just came out of Egypt, my friend. They just came out of Egypt, and their backs was against the wall. They were at the Red Sea, and they couldn't see their way. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you something, my friend. There have been many times that my back's been against the wall. I couldn't see how to cross over many things in life. But in that instant, God spoke a word. Somebody right now today, God is speaking a word to you. You know God said it. Shall not he do it? And God talked to Moses because the people was jittery. And God spoke to Moses. And he said, what is that in your hand? And when he took that rod and he lifted that rod, God, he opened up that Red Sea. Somebody at his Red Sea experience in your life right now, you need God to open up something. And I feel like Moses, what he said, the Lord shall fight for you. The Lord shall fight for you if you stand still. If you stand on what God said, God will fight for you. Praise God. It seems to be a little premature to be doing what I'm doing, but I'm trying to reach you, trying to reach somebody right now that need a breakthrough. I want to pray with you, 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500 to get you in touch with prayer. You know, Isaiah says he gives strength to the weak. Thank you, Lord. Somebody weak out there today, God got strength for you. If you need touch and agree over the airway today, I would touch and agree with you. You need strength. God giveth strength to the weak. He increased the power of the weak. If you're weak, God will give you strength. Just through praying, it would change your whole environment. You that are bound right now, God said, yes, I will deliver you. If you believe this, I'll deliver you. He giveth strength to the weak. If you're weak today, God's got strength. 484-25, 1484. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2500. 318 for some of you. Amen. 484-2500. 1-877-464-2500. Get you in touch with prayer. God spoke to Abraham. God told Abraham, say, son, he says, I want to bless you. Oh, thank you, Lord. But I want to make you a blessing. But you're going to have to do something. He says, get up from around your father's house. Get up from among your kindred. And I'm going to bring you into a land. Then I'm going to show you they're going to flow with milk and honey. Somebody today, you need to get up from where you are right now. Because God is speaking to you. He said it years ago. He said it months ago. He said it this morning. That I will perform what I've begun in your life. I want you to call. Grab that phone and dial 318-484-2500, 1-877-464-2500. You'll get prayer here. Well, I know. Maybe you all got it together. Oh, my God. But I got 4 minutes. And I still want to say that God said something to you. He's going to perform it. Hey, he's a God of patience. Sometimes we get impatient with God. We don't want to wait on him. But let me tell you, they that wait on him, he's going to renew your strength. You'll mount up with wings like an eagle. You'll walk and not be weary. You won't faint because you're given an assignment from God. And let me tell you, my friend, it's not easy when you're trying to do it by yourself. You need God's assignment in your life. And if God said it, shall not he perform it? God said it. He's going to do whatever he says he's going to do. I'm going to get ready to take this call. I'm getting ready to take this call. Praise God. Hold on, caller. Hello.
Yeah?
You need prayer? Okay. What we need prayer for today, mother?
For the thing that you just said on the radio.
For the things that I said on the radio, well, praise God. And, you know, I thank God for you calling because, you know what, the ice has been broken. And a lot of times when we go fishing, we have to be patient. Hey, glory to God. And I pray today because you called. Just your first name is what I need. What is your first name?
My name is Trevor.
It's what, baby?
My name is Sharon Lee.
Sharon Lee. Okay, what can we what can we pray for? My God, today. Yes, Lord. Lord Jesus, I want you to touch this sister, God, because she heard this word, and she knows, God, that her relationship with you means more, Lord God, to her than anything else. She needs strength from you, Lord. And I thank you right now because you told us in your word that if two or three touch and agree and believe anything in your name, it shall be done. I want you to give her revival. Revive her spirit. Bind up every devil, every witch, every warlock. Bind up the spirit of poverty. Bind up the spirit of confusion. Bind up division. And God, give her peace in her soul. Let your spirit come upon her right now, God. Cover her with your blessings. Cover her with your grace. Cover her with your mercy and heal her body. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Listen, I have a couple more calls. Love you, and I appreciate you calling. And we're going to keep you in prayer. In Jesus' name, God bless. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, Pastor. I was listening to the program earlier, and about that controlling life, someone controlling someone else's life, that's a sign of witchcraft. Well, my granddaughter, she's in that predicament right now. I am saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, but I feel the need for power. There is power in unity for this day that the Lord allowed me to pick up the phone to stand in agreement to break that yoke of bondage.
Okay, in Jesus' name, God, be given of time that I have left. Lord, I touch and agree with my sister because I know the devil is busy. The assignment you've given her daughter, the devil don't like it. Oh, glory to God. But she shall rise. Huh? She shall rise from the bondage. She shall rise from the witchcraft. No weapon that the enemy have formed against her. I stand and agree with this mother that the yokes will be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Until next Wednesday, I'm Bishop David Bill Sr. God bless you.
If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58 at yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church